Welcome back to another episode of The Occasionalists. Matt Pagel here once again, flying this ship solo as we press on through another week of The Occasionalist Daily, getting to another day of playlists. Really excited for this one. It's going to be pretty much the exact inverse of what we just did yesterday. But first, on this day in music history, March 20th, 2017... Ed Sheeran was at number one of the UK singles chart with The Shape of You. The song, and so that's just on March 20th, 2017. But here's a little bit more, some more facts about this song and how deep in the grasp Ed Sheeran had all of us. The song peaked at number one on the singles charts of 34 countries, including the US Billboard Hot 100. In December of 2018, so a little over a year and a half later, the song became the first song to hit 2 billion streams and became the most streamed song on Spotify. So that is Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, number one on the UK singles chart. And then, you know, over the course of the next year, Shape of You would chart number one hit number one on the charts of 34 different countries, including the US. And then once again, in December of 2018, the song became the first to hit 2 billion streams and was the most streamed song ever on Spotify. So that all started on March 20th, 2017, when Ed Sheeran released that Shape of You song. Has anyone out there seen the movie Yesterday? It's the movie that posits a world wherein the Beatles never exist. But somehow, despite the Beatles never existing, Ed Sheeran somehow exists. I can't imagine that Ed Sheeran would have a career if the Beatles didn't exist, but neither here nor there. Just one of the weird complaints about a very bizarre movie. But there you go. March 20th, 2017, Ed Sheeran, number one of the UK singles chart, and then thus kicked off his absolutely meteoric rise, to worldwide pop fame. All right, but let's get into it. Like I said, we got into the day by kind of chilling us out, you know, getting some good vibes going, just taking the temperature down on things and getting some more, either more relaxing music or thought-provoking music or, you know, maybe even music just to make you happy, right? Well, today we are kind of going in the exact opposite direction. I figured I had to make a companion to the whole week in which we covered, working out and different exercises and different things that I like and didn't like about gym influencer and gymfluencer culture and social media gym personalities. So I figured it makes sense to have a companion to that. We got to have music when we're at the gym, right? So today now that we've chilled out, we're going to turn the volume back up for hump day for this Wednesday. And we are going to just crank, we're going to go to the gym and we're just going to crank some Crush tunes. That's right. We are hitting some Crush tunes as we pump some iron, hit our cardio, throw the sled around, whatever we're doing, throwing the weights around. We are going to hit some intense music. And very similar to yesterday, I did separate everything into, we got 10 songs here separated into three different groups. And I'll explain the three different groups here briefly. Well, I'll explain them in detail here, but I'll give you the brief overview of what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to start off with, and actually, no order to these. It's not like the Monday playlist. There's no order to these. But here are the three categories that we have for you. We have Iron Sharpens Iron, we got Old School, and we have Hype Shit. Those are the three categories, right? Mm-hmm. So we are going to get into each one, though, get into the songs and why, you know, probably briefly explain a few of these, why I chose them. It'll all make sense, obviously. But yeah, let's get into it. All right. Iron Sharpens Iron, the first part of our playlist. As suggests, if you're very, very clever, this is all some lovely, lovely heavy metal to get you worked up for your heavy sets, right? Iron Sharpens Iron. I am talking some, in a couple of cases, some very heavy metal. Mostly kind of, and this is more my era of heavy metal. I guess there really is only like kind of, I guess the last era of heavy metal is like the era of heavy metal that I grew up with the exception of one band who's actually kind of spanned, has kind of spanned the decades, but mostly going to be from like the 90s. I think that was, again, like our last true era of heavy metal. There's a lot of, you know, as we have mentioned before on this podcast, when we talk about rock music and metal music, it is still ongoing, but a lot of the real more popular acts in metal and hard rock and rock, just rock in general, they're older acts. Like, not, you know, there are, like we talked about, I know we had an entire episode where we talked about like Gojira and Ghost and some of those bands. I mean, those bands have been around for like 20 plus years. I'm pretty sure Gojira formed in like the mid 90s. So, you know, metal really, in terms of, there are obviously there are newer metal bands out there, but really we have gone so far past the era of metal getting, you know, on occasion getting like regular radio play on an alternative station or something like that, in a rock station. We are so far beyond that era. If you're a metalhead, you're probably sticking to stuff from the 90s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I didn't want to go off on that tangent because I can go down a whole rabbit hole here. So anyway, Iron Sharpens Iron. We are going to start it off with one of my all-time favorites. And actually, since I mentioned nu metal, they are a nu metal band. I think they're, I think they kind of transcend just nu metal, the nu metal label. Metal bands got slapped on them in the late 90s. I think they transcend this, but certainly that like was their background. So we're going to start off with Deftones' You've Seen the Butcher. I really, you know, I wanted to avoid the kind of regular Deftones, like, you know, if you're a fan of rock music, you're a fan of metal music, you know who the Deftones are. And I wanted to stay away from some of the songs that we're familiar with. You know, be it Change in the House of Flies, be it, Battle Axe, or some of those other songs. I want to do something a little bit more recent from the recent catalog. I believe it's off of, You've Seen the Butcher is off of Diamond Eyes. Yeah, Diamond Eyes. And it's just a great sort of, it's a nice sort of, I don't want to call it a slow build, but it's like a build to the heaviness of the song. It's, you know, imagine that you're getting under the bar ready to squat. You're about ready to hit a squat PR, and you get these like guitars that kind of come in, getting your mind right. You know, like it's just a few, probably 15 seconds worth of guitars before we really drop into the heavy music. So I think it's a really great song to kind of get you primed, to get you prepped to go ahead and hit a heavy PR. And that is Deftones' You've Seen the Butcher. All right, next up in our Iron Sharpens Iron part of the playlist, we have to go with a song that is outwardly angry from a band that is outwardly angry, one of my favorite bands of all time. And, you know, it's not a gym playlist. This can't be a Crush Tunes song without having seething anger dripping from second one, you know, to the final seconds, right? It has to be in the title, too. We have to have this anger in the title as well, and I think our next necessary Crush tune here is Pantera's off of a Vulgar Display of Power, Pantera's Fucking Hostile. What a great, great title for a song, because that's what this song is. You know, it is, if you were familiar with Pantera, this is everything that makes Pantera great. The high speed, you know, the speed metal, the heavy speed metal, the intensity of the lyrics of Phil Anselmo just belting it out. Just an incredible, incredible, gym song. This is one of those songs that just makes you feel powerful, and it makes you feel a little bit angry. And that's what you need when you're throwing around weights in the gym. You got to feel just a little bit angry while you're picking up those heavy dumbbells, while you're picking up the barbell, while you're ripping the tits off a new, deadlift PR, whatever it is. You got to feel a little bit hostile. So why not feel Fucking Hostile by Pantera? All right, how about another metal band here that has both a great title for the song and a great title for a metal band, if you were to name one. And this is a band that they always kind of exist in the background for me in terms of metal, as sort of like whenever a song of theirs pops up on my playlist, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about these guys. But they fucking rock. Definitely more of a, I guess a lot of their songs, especially this song, more of what you think about when you think of heavy metal, more of a classic heavy metal kind of sound. You know, I think that I'm pretty sure they came out of the late 80s. Most of their stuff that I'm familiar with from the early 90s, but this one especially, like I said, great fucking title, great fucking title for a metal song, great fucking name for a metal band, great fucking tune to put on this Iron Sharpens Iron portion of the playlist. I am talking about Vote with a Bullet off of the 1991 album Blind by Corrosion of Conformity. What a great fucking name for a metal band, Corrosion of Conformity. Again, just a band that, like, they're always just sort of in the background for me. I wouldn't necessarily include them amongst my favorites, but whenever a song like Vote with a Bullet pops up, something like that, I'm just excited. Like, it gets you fucking hype. It's again, like another sort of the sort of, I don't know, the baroque nature of metal music just kind of makes you feel like big and powerful. And this is a song that just feels very big and very powerful, both in the music, in the lyrics, and again, the title of it, Vote with a Bullet. Like, that is a very telling title for a song, right? Vote with a Bullet. And I think it just fits in perfectly. This is the kind of song when you're doing some, as I'm a proponent of, you're doing some high rep sets. You want something like, this is a song that for sure will help you blast through a high rep set. One more time, it's Corrosion of Conformity's Vote with a Bullet. And our final entry for the Iron Sharpens Iron portion of the playlist, a much more rhythmic metal song. I guess it would kind of be kind of funk metal, you know, in the kind of the same realm of like a White Zombie in some cases. Kind of funk metal, kind of just like New York noise. Almost a kind of genre crossing, even some punk, kind of a genre crossing song and band here. Another great lyrically, another great titled song that really, really works for the gym. And this is Prong, Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck, off their 1994 album Cleansing. I remember this song. I'd never heard the Prong version first. It was a cover version that I had heard off of the ECW, the Extreme Championship Wrestling soundtrack, from years ago. I can't remember who did the cover version of it, but it was a solid cover version. But the original, the OG Prong, lyrically a great metal song. It's lyrically a great metal song. Again, the title of the song is just a perfect gym song. Snap your fingers, snap your neck. It's just a fantastic, fun song all around. This is the kind of song it feels like. I like more rhythmic stuff when I am doing like cardio or something else that's extraordinarily repetitive. And this kind of feels like this would be a really good cardio song. If you're not into electronic music at all, if you're not into pop music at all, but you still kind of want something with a little bit more rhythm to it, for sure. Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck by Prong. An excellent, excellent way to round out this part of the playlist. All right, now we got to get into the old school portion of the playlist here, and I'm calling it old school. Some of these songs are actually, two of these songs are actually more recent, but they're from more of the old school type of artist, especially the first one I'm going to mention here. Definitely a throwback to more 90s hip hop. And then we do have a song that is in fact old school, but we'll get into that. So these are all older songs or artists that come out of a more old school style of music. So you'll get it here in a second. So we're going to kick off this portion of the playlist with one of my all time favorites, Guilty Simpson, big time Detroit rapper. Definitely has that Motown sound in his rap, as a lot of hip hop and R&B artists coming out of Detroit do. It makes perfect sense. A lot of them do have the Motown influences very heavily in a lot of their music, and Guilty Simpson is no different. And we are going. I can't remember what year the album came out, but. We are going with one of the best songs off of his album, Dice Game. and it's Reputation. In and of itself, what a great title for another great title for a gym playlist, right? Reputation. Just a great title of a song. And as far as rap names go, rap monikers go, Guilty Simpson. Guilty Simpson is a very, very solid one too. So top to bottom, Guilty Simpson's Reputation off a Dice Game. Great, great gym song. And then another guy, well, two guys really, that kind of embody a little bit more of an old school hip hop type of feel, even though, again, they're still making rap. They're still making music, but they're definitely throwbacks in and of themselves. I mean, a lot of these people I'm mentioning are like my age and older. So, so their original music stylings really can be defined as old school. But anyway, we're moving on here with my man Killer Mike featuring Bun B, and a song that comes off of a documentary soundtrack about the New York gangs in the 1970s and 1980s. The documentary is called Rebel Kings. And the song is Savage Habits. Great, great title for a gym song. I'm not really sure where I would use this song necessarily, because I think it applies everywhere, right? It's a heavy set song. It's a high rep song. You could even do some cardio to this song. But regardless, you being in the gym every single day, that is a savage habit. So I think another great pivot here. Once we get off of Reputation, a great pivot, Savage Habits by Killer Mike and Bun B. Now we are truly going to get old school. Not a rap song, though, but we are going to get old school with a band that really kind of probably doesn't get the credit it deserves in terms of, unless you're from the Pacific Northwest, a band that probably doesn't get the credit it deserves for being one of the first bands on the scene in the Seattle grunge scene. And I'm talking about Mudhoney. Mudhoney, one of my all-time favorite grunge bands. I mean, honestly, I love Nirvana quite a bit, but I think Dollars to Donuts, for me, Mudhoney just hits that center of my brain that really loves this type of music harder than Nirvana does. Knowing full well that Nirvana is this cultural, this pop culture phenomenon, it's kind of, I like Nirvana. I definitely do. I still listen to Nirvana to this day. But just for me, there's just like this sort of, it's almost like Mudhoney almost feels more like comfort food, as opposed to the Michelin star restaurant that maybe comparatively Nirvana is, right? That just there's something about Mudhoney that just sticks with you and you carry around forever if you're a fan of grunge. But anyway, Mudhoney, Touch Me, I'm Sick, maybe the song that they're most synonymous with, Touch Me, I'm Sick, off of, I believe it's off their 1988 album. Ooh, we better look that up real quick. Yes. Their 1988 album, Super Fuzz Big Muff. What a great title period. But Mudhoney, Touch Me, I'm Sick. Just a great grunge song and a great, great gym song. Now, even though there's a clear theme here, right? That a lot of the music that I listen to, especially at the gym, is a little bit older. In fact, I could have done an entire gym playlist for you that was just like 70s and 80s heavy metal, and I would have been very, very happy with that. But I do listen to new music. And so, of course, we got to put a few newer tunes into this playlist, and that's what we're calling hype shit. It's the newer stuff. It's the new school stuff from new school people, and it's all really excellent. I actually really, really enjoy some new music. Is, I don't want to say it's lost on me. It's clearly that like I've hit that age where certain things are just going to like bypass me, and I'm going to be fine with it. But there's a plenty of new music that I really, really enjoy, especially when it comes to gym music. So leading off our hype shit soundtrack, one of my favorites, actually a cover of a song that I really love, and I think it's one of the best covers out there. I know we've talked about it before in the podcast, When we talked about this Australian radio show, you can find it on YouTube. It's a really fantastic sort of like interview format radio show where the artist then covers a song that they like. And they kind of talk about like why they're covering it, what it means to them, that kind of stuff. And one of it's actually where I heard Billie Eilish first, before I heard any of her other music. I can't remember what she covered, but that's like where I remember hearing her first, which shows you how in tune I am with pop music, that like I have to hear it on a foreign radio station before like I know who someone is. But anyway, leading this off, and from this, it's called Like a Version. Is the name of the segment on this radio show. I think Triple J Radio, something like that. Doesn't matter. Look up Like a Version. You'll see what I'm talking about. And one of my favorites from this was Denzel Curry's cover of Bulls on Parade. It stuck true to the intensity and the sound and the feel of Rage Against the Machine's Bulls on Parade, but with Denzel Curry's like signature style, his voice. Even broke down in the middle where there's just like an extended Morello solo. Even broke down his own rap in the middle of it to add his own flavor to it. And Denzel Curry, I will say, is one of the more, I'm not really sure like where he falls in my like, you know, if I had like modern rapper rankings, but certainly he does a lot of interesting music, which is something I really enjoy. If you put together just like a Spotify playlist just based off of Denzel Curry, you're going to get a lot of very interesting music selections. Things that range from more classic heavy metal to English grime rap to you'll even hear like some 80s tunes and stuff pop in. It's really fascinating. The kind of genres that he evokes. So one more time, kicking off Hype Shit with Denzel Curry's cover of Bulls on Parade. Next up, our next Hype Shit song. This is truly Hype Shit. I feel like this is, I don't even know how to describe it. His songs are more like threats or like war chants. Realistically speaking, they're very, very short, which is, I've noticed a thing that's very common with new rappers anyway. I came up from the old school of like rap songs, you know, like three or four different rappers, in a group, you know, each getting like a minute and a half, you know, so like you have like these 5 minute rap songs. But now it seems like these things are about like 2.5 minutes long, which is totally fine. No big deal there. But this guy can shorten these down even more. I think this song in particular might not eclipse 2 minutes. I'm going to type while I speak here, which is always something that everyone wants to hear. But, let me see here. Yeah, it's not even a 2 minute long song, but it is definitely some hype shit. And I'm talking about Jazziah's song Crisis. It is just a kind of a guttural chant, and a lot of yelling. And I know this doesn't I'm making this sound probably unappetizing and unappealing, but I'm telling you, for a gym song and for a way to, this is the kind of thing you want to like blast right before you're about to hit like a heavy set of something, to get you mentally pumped up, just to really fucking get that heart rate going and get your brain in the right sort of, almost, again, you just want to be like a little bit angry sometimes when you lift, and this is a great way to get yourself just a little bit angry. So that's Jazziah's Crisis. And then finally, wrapping up Hype Shit and wrapping up our Crush Tunes playlist, going with a rap group that a rap duo that I really, really like. I've pretty much have liked everything from them I heard, and it's because it's as if the two lost Beastie Boys got frozen in ice and then were recently thawed out. They are 90s rappers who pretty much happened to be born in like 1999 or 2000. Their sound is a complete throwback to 90s rap. So much so they have a lyric in one of their songs about, I'm going to misquote it, but I'm going to get pretty close here. It's, pick up the phone, call the 90s, give them a ring, let them know that I'm the next big thing. They know exactly where they're getting their sound from, which is great. And I love that they're paying homage to 90s style rap, And this song especially is such a great gym song. So I'm talking about Joey Valance and Bray, their song Punk Tactics. And I think this is a perfect gym song. I mean, I love the name of the title, Punk Tactics. But it starts off with Bray, you know, an opening one-liner that it's, oh gosh, again, I'm going to misquote it here, but I'll try to get pretty close. Starts off with, I want to look that up real quick just to make sure I'm totally right here, but it starts off with Bray giving a, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to shut it for you, punk. And then the song just jumps right into it. And it's just such a perfect, again, a perfect, perfect gym song. It's an intense sort of rap. The whole song is just about them just being kind of bastards and other people being bastards. And that's what the punk tactics are. It's a perfect, and it's that 90s rap sound that we've heard from, you know, from the likes of the Beastie Boys and other, and even Eminem and some other 90s era rappers. Just a great sound, a great gym sound. So that is Joey Valance and Bray, Punk Tactics. And that wraps up Wednesday the 20th, our Crush Tunes playlist. Let's go through it one more time. We have the first portion, the Iron Sharpens Iron portion. We got Deftones, You've Seen the Butcher, Pantera, Fucking Hostile, Corrosion of Conformity, Vote with a Bullet, Prong, Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck, our old school section, Guilty Simpson, Reputation, Killer Mike and Bun B, Savage Habits, Mud Honey, Touch Me, I'm Sick. And then for hype shit, we got Denzel Curry's cover of Bulls on Parade, Jazziah's Crisis, and Joey Valance and Bray bringing up the rear with Punk Tactics. So there's so much music, like I said, that I left off of here, obviously. 10 songs does not a complete gym playlist make, but I think this is a good, if you're looking for some new music or different music, I think this is a good, this is definitely a good step in the direction if you're very unfamiliar with 90s metal, for sure. But I think I got a good cross section of here of the things that I like to listen to, and I don't know, probably maybe you'll take this playlist and listen to it as well, or maybe you have some suggestions for things that I should put on my next gym playlist, the next version of Crush Tunes. If you have those suggestions, please feel free to leave them here. Well, that will do it. We'll catch you tomorrow, Thursday, as we get into Throwback Thursday, and I'll explain. Pretty obvious, but actually there's a little twist there for Throwback Thursday. And then obviously we'll be wrapping up the week with Friday Calling. All right, so that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Catch you on the flip side.